live from the heart of Los Angeles, the Seattle edition of the Life Changers.
Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die.
Theater at the Luxon, USA.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars are
bright. Musical guests, Malibu Hillbillies, Undammed Song Circle. I am Mark Lejeur, and now our host, the MC, the Master of Fame, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so looking forward to this show today. It's a conversation, in a way, like we have, and in a way, like we've never had, in the sense that it's a way of sharing something in a way we've never really shared before. And we'll get more into it when we get our guest on the show. But it kind of reminded me a little bit of something I've started to do more and more of. I have gone on these, well, for many years, I've gone on rants. I was good at them. I knew how to do them well. I would complain about this. I was on hold too long, and then I'd rant at the person that would put me on hold too long, and you know, the phone company or the this or the that, and or I felt somebody would do me wrong and they deserved a rant and needed to know everything I was feeling negative at the time and all that. And thankfully, I've come out of that. I still know how to do it. It just doesn't come to mind to do it. But it's funny because that experience of doing that is an interesting experience. And I've recalibrated, if you will, a rant. And I've started to do positive rants. And I have, like, when I've had friends that were down or clients that weren't sure about next moves or things like that, I've gone into these positive rants where I've said, well, you know, and da 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 da, and I start to raise my voice and I get all excited, and then this, and then this, and then this could happen, and then that could happen. And all of a sudden, all of these positive possibilities come out. And sometimes at first, people don't really know, is he mad? Is he, but this sounds positive. Oh, this is interesting. Or and somebody recently just said to me, I've never heard a positive rant before. And so it's interesting because in today's show, we have positive signs, and not just positive signs, but right now, mainly love signs that we're going to talk mostly about. And I'm wondering why I haven't heard about those more often and why we're not talking about those and buying those. They really haven't been available, but now they are, and our guest has some. We can make our own as well, and these can be plastered all over the world. And this, I think, is where, like a positive rant, I think our guest is going. I hope he likes the analogy, but we'll bring him in a little bit and talk to him about love signs. And more than that, love in the world and how we can help spread that. So with that, I can't wait to dig into our show with our guest, William Nager. And then in a little bit, our musical guest is going to be the Malibu Hillbillies and the Undammed Sing-Along Circle. More about that when we come back, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's phibeads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Okay, let's get in. I am Filippo Voltaggio, host online with our co-host and producer, Mark LeJour.
I am excited about tonight's show. Both of these groups are expanding and touching the community so positively and so massively, and I think could inspire so much more. Just the energy of connectedness and togetherness and inclusiveness, I think it's something the world really needs right now.
Like all we need is love?
That too, yes.
So, and there's lots of it on this show. We've titled the show The Revelation, Love is the Answer. You'll find out more in a little bit as we are introducing our guest, who is Mr. Eternal Youth, messenger of love and creator of Love Strong USA. Welcome, William Najor, on the Life Changes Show.
Hey, how's it going? You guys sound really awesome. That was a super great intro there.
Well, I'm glad you like that, William, and you helped inspire sharing that, and you're inspiring a lot. And one of the things that I really liked from when Mark first brought you to the show and we were talking about it and then getting to know what you've done in the past and what you're doing right now, it seems like you've been on this path for a while. As a matter of fact, right in your bio, it says he has journeyed around the globe in search of the true meaning to why we are here. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, you know, my life, you know, was kind of the opposite when I was young and growing up and, you know, just going down, but always the wrong direction, always hanging out with people that weren't supportive of me or kind of like just getting in trouble in life, you know, but at the same time, I was always searching for something. I was searching for like, what's the greatest high in the world? Tried drugs, alcohol, sports, and athleticism, you know, that was a great high. But, you know, the greatest high was in sharing love with other people, being good to others, and being able to express yourself and then see that work in their lives, see the changes that happen when you're just actually being nice to someone else. And more than ever, we're kind of like losing that. We're having a lot more division going on in our world. So I searched for it. You know, I searched for the meaning of life. And what came to me at one point was that like a voice came in my head and said, hey, the answer to that question is in the question. And I was like, what do you mean? And I thought about it. I go, oh, the meaning of life is to be alive. You have to be alive first. And then the next step was to be fully alive. So from that came this search of like, all right, if I'm fully alive, what's the best tool when you're fully alive? And that's love. Love is always the best tool in our human experience to make the biggest positive difference in the world. And I want to make sure you understand it's a positive difference in the world, because there's another side, hate, and you can make negative differences. But the positive side is where the really good results come. So that's kind of how it all got started from the beginning.
Well, so then fast forward many years, the stay-at-home period started to happen. And You were feeling like you wanted to get out and do something, and you didn't want to do that in a negative way either, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the combination of the going through the election period and watching that division come out of it. And then when COVID came And I was really already out there doing work on the streets, kind of as the messenger of love. And I had a character I dressed up as, like Moses, with tablets and everything. So, and that just says love is the answer, or just the word love on the tablets. Well, we weren't having those kind of interactions anymore. We weren't going face-to-face out on the street. So I said, well, what's another way to do it? Well, oh, look at all those telephone poles there. Look at all these places I can post signs up. So I just started making big, bold signs and posting them all over the place in my hometown, which was Asheville, you know, at the time. I just said, let's do this. And I did it anonymously for like the first 8 months. I just wanted these signs to go up. Even though people were talking on the internet, on Facebook, and on social media, they were mentioning it, I just kept quiet. And then after one interview, I said, all right, let me say I'm doing them, you know, and they kind of took off from there. So it was mainly to have a way to express this without, you know, harming someone else with COVID being so active at the time.
So what are some of the... I wonder if we should just talk about the positive ones, because there have been some not so nice reactions, but that's just the people themselves, right? That's what they're struggling with, right?
The not nice. You mean ones. Reacting to the signs?
Yeah.
Or just reacting to what's happening in America right now?
No, the signs, your signs.
Well, in my hometown, I had a bunch of them were graffitied over and over, you know, with really negative terms on there, like, you know, throwing F-bombs right out in public, which, you know, I didn't want that being seen out there. Yeah. You know, that's the opposite energy, or like real, like racist and sexist comments were put on those. And eventually the person was kind of caught doing it. But, you know, I thought a lot about that. Like, what's going on with someone? What is going on in someone's brain that right. They see a sign that just says love, and they've got to go and rip it off or destroy it or do something negative that, and all it, you know, at times I was hurt by it, like as I'm going and taking signs down, I'm going, oh God, this is painful. But then I thought, yeah, you know what? That just proves there's that much more work to do. You know, that inspired me to keep going on, that I had more energy than anybody who can take a sign down, that I had more energy to put more up.
Well,
just
flipped
it over, like.
Yeah. Not only that, but even the ones that were asking you to take them down because it was not legal to post in this way or on something, it was their attitude that was really surprising to me when you shared, right, about the signs themselves, not just that you were posting on a telephone pole, for example, right?
Oh, you mean like the city would take them down and stuff like that? Or
well, yes,
that
and then
about?
Somebody actually called you and asked you to take one down, and you said, you know, do you want to be the person? How that story?
Well, I decided, like, instead of getting in an argument, ask them about their life, like make it personal, you know, have it personal. So a woman from one of the cities around the townships around where I live said, hey, you need to take the signs down off the poles. You can't have it there. You can't have them on the easements anywhere. So as she's saying this, she goes, why take them down? You know, if I see one, I'm taking it down. So I asked her, I go, how do you feel when you're taking those down? Like when you are removing love from the community, does that have an effect on you? Because it may have an effect on you and you don't even know it. And then she said, well, I don't even think they're not even making a difference. What are you going to do with it? Like, what do you hope to achieve? And she just probably never noticed how much marketing, the repetitive marketing of just like a Coca-Cola or something like that, through repeat, gets people hooked on their product. My goal is to get people hooked on love, hooked on unity, hooked on peace. You know, like one driver goes by, and after the 40th day of passing like three signs, all of a sudden, say he's an employer, she's an employer, and she gives everybody a living wage all of a sudden, doesn't even know why they did it. Because that's the power of marketing and the subconscious and, you know, messaging and repeated messaging. So instead of repeating like, got milk, drink Coca-Cola, enjoy Pepsi, you know, just do it. How about repeated messaging of love one another, being kind, you know, unity for all, equality for all. So I know it works because I've been in the marketing industry for years and you just got to stick to it.
And you are, it sounds like. And so I'm thinking of this person, her answer could have been, you know, I'm doing my job, or I'm supposed to do that, or we don't want anybody else posting other things. And if we allow you, we have to allow them. And they might not have such a positive message, but I like what you're doing. And potentially even let's find a place where we can get them or put them up, or let's see if we can get them approved. You know, there are ways.
Yeah, well, I was just talking with my roommate tonight about what I'm going to do now that they asked. So I'm pretty much going to go to all the houses that are surrounding that city hall and gift every one of those houses a yard sign. So when she goes to work every day, she keeps seeing it and seeing it. And those are on private property. You know, that's their choice. Unless she goes like to the city council and goes, let's pass an ordinance. No street sign. No yard signs.
Well,
flamingos.
Let's not put energy on that.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, maybe she'll say no flamingos first, you know. No yard flamingos.
You're making these signs. We posted a bunch of pictures that you shared with us to share on our webpage of you. We posted most of them, actually, because they're so cool. And some are on wood, some are on plywood, it looks like, some are on cardboard or something. I don't know. They're nicely decorated, colorful, and all of that. So from Love Strong to Love Wins, and some just say love. You're making these yourself? You paint them all?
Yeah. In fact, almost all of them are on wood. I do go and I got a lot of the campaign signs that were being tossed away. Right in my hometown, there was like hundreds of them being tossed out that they never put up. So I just repaint those white as a base and then, you know, stencil out the words on it. But otherwise, I go to construction sites and they are throwing away so much wood and plywood in there, enough to build another small house or two, usually per site. And I go get them and recut them down and make the. Not only do I make these signs, but I make them big and bold. And that's the part that's important, is that it's, you can't miss it. Like when people go on the website, they'll see how big and bold they are, you know. And also when I put them on telephone poles, I never wanted anyone getting hurt walking by one. So they are always vertical. They're always up and down on the post. Because I didn't want someone to ride by on a bicycle and smack their head or anything like that. So they're only the width of the post.
You've thought this through. Now, you were at first putting them up anonymously, and then putting them up, and now you actually hold them at different places more and more. And even were you on the 405 actually holding it, or was one of the signs up there?
Signs were up, and I went out about 5 days in a row and just held them on the 405 pass, like right at the top. The Mulholland Pass up there?
Wow. In Los Angeles. What did you notice any reaction? You're pretty high up, but did you get any honking? What was that like?
I mean, so much honking. It was just so much after, especially by the third day when people are starting to say, he's back. What's this freak doing out here? And I was like, yeah, having a good time. It's kind of a high. You know, I had done that kind of stuff before in street performance before COVID. So to get back out and do it again, it was like, wow, what a blast this is. You know, just to have people reacting, you know, because a lot of times you go through life, you don't realize that people are on your side. People do want to have this be a peaceful, loving, kind world, you know, and especially if you're online and you're reading comments and stuff like that all the time, it can be real negative and bring you down. So to have to go home on the way from work and you're half asleep and you're tired and all of a sudden some guys out there with a big signs that say, you know, love is the answer. And you're like, oh Jay, look at that guy over there. I'm going to give him a beep. Yeah, brother. You know, it just feels good, you know. I remember one guy in the 405 putting his finger up to his temple and making fast circles. I don't know what that means. When you put your finger up by your temple and you spin your finger around real fast. I think it's a sign for I love you or something like that. I don't know. But he did that to me.
I don't know. But talk about a human interest story for the newspapers and television, and like why we know, maybe we know why, but I could, this is the kind of thing that I would like to see, and I'm sure many of us would like to see on a news program and have them come and interview you like we're doing right now. So we're on path, William, you and us, we're on path. This feels like,
you know,
the path.
It's still at the beginning. So this is the launching of it. Me going across the country and spending time in California was to launch this, to get all the promotional material, to you know, go to all the state lines and all the cities along the way and post signs there too. So this is the real big launching right now, which I really appreciate you guys doing this interview, because this is what helps spread it. One of my things is when I post a picture of one of those signs online on any of the social medias, when anybody out there reposts that picture, you're now a messenger of love. That's all it took, was to re-put the picture up somewhere. And now you're spreading love too. It doesn't always have to be a yard sign. It could be a t-shirt you're wearing, a bumper sticker, anything. It will work and it will pay off in the end.
So you're launching a nonprofit called Love Strong USA.
Yep. And guess what the second version of it's going to be called?
Love Song, A Strong World?
You got it.
Oh,
so
seriously?
The first part is in my homeland and then off to world. So,
okay.
Yeah,
so
that's what we're launching
the
right
mission?
Now, which is all based on this. The marketing, promotion of love, unity, peace, kindness, empathy, a big one that we need, compassion. And that's, you know, I love the word compassion. It's just too big for the signs a lot of times. So, and creating what's the fellowship is going to be called, the Society of Unconditional Love, and that soul right there. So that's where people can join in. And over here, like where I'm at in Asheville, about 100 people have permanent yard signs right now that they bought. It's like usually $20-$25 to make them a nice custom sign, 2 feet by 3 feet. Post it in for them. I even go put it in. And that helps me put like 2-3 signs up in their community for free, like around on the poles. So now when like probably right after the winter, maybe we'll do a winter gathering someplace, to come and make new signs, to give to your friends, to become part of the production of signs. I've had a few people helping me here and there and going out to post with me, and they always want to do it some more because it's kind of like love ninja work when you're out there. You're like kind of looking around going, all right, put a sign up. Okay, let's go. Get a picture. Bye. You know, run down the street. So
yeah,
it's kind
actually,
of fun. They also like on overpasses is a real good place too to go up and do the street work.
What does it feel like to you doing this?
Well, you know, when I'm just making signs and doing that, that's the artist side of me, just feeling like this is artwork and it's creativity. It's when you get out there and you put it up and you're walking away and you look back at it and you go, wow, this street, I look up a lot of the traffic numbers. 10,000 people are going to get to see this. That's what makes me feel good, that it's going to go by and someone who's had a bad day is going to go by and be reminded that love does work. You know, maybe put a smile on their face for a moment. Maybe stop someone from doing something they didn't want to do that day. I don't know. I mean, I've been getting, you know, people contacting me and telling me about how it cheers them up and makes them feel better. So it'll turn into billboards eventually. It'll be where the donations that come in will have us putting billboards up in major locations. Because, you know, as I travel across the United States, there's hardly a billboard up there that has a positive message. Maybe one out of 30 that has something positive, and it's usually mixed into marketing someone's business. You know, maybe the love truck stops. Have you seen those love truck stops? It's like, I'm going to climb up on that bulletin board and take the S out and just call it love truck stop. But not that. The one thing I don't do is I don't damage anything. I don't overlay or put this on anyone's private property and stuff like that. It's just community places. And once they're up, anybody can take them. I don't care from that point on. If the city takes them down, if someone takes one home, they've been donated to the community at that point.
Wow. You take a picture of everything you post? I mean, of
pretty
everything?
Pretty much,
you...
yeah. I'm making a nice little documentary kind of like montage with music, and I have some. Actually, I'm going to ask Colin Martin. That did you do the interview already with Colin?
No, he's going to be on in a little bit.
Oh, cool. Say hi for me. Amazing, amazing musician there. That man is like literally, he is like Paul McCartney before Paul McCartney was discovered. That's how good he is.
Okay,
he sings
nice.
All about love and unity. He's just an amazing guy. So good choice to interview him. Yeah. What was I saying before I went on slide
there? He introduced us to you. So good choice indeed.
So I want to use one of his songs or have him write one. He's so fast at writing a song on a topic, you know? So I'm going to ask him, can you do like a Love Strong song for us? And
nice,
then put it into a nice,
nice
documentary. And the next part of this is also interviewing people. So I'm going to start doing street interviews of what does love mean to people? What's their favorite way to express their love? And then the third question is only if they want to. Is there something you'd like to do right now while you're being interviewed that's loving? Now, if they say no, we're just going to edit that part out. You know, I don't want to put them on the spot, but it is an invitation. And catch those magic moments. Maybe someone calls a relative up, you know, that they haven't talked to in a while. Maybe they just go do a kind thing for someone there on the streets. But it's to remind people of what their favorite way is to express love. Because that's important. Yeah. You know, we're not usually invited to do that in our lives. We're invited to survive mostly. You know, to get through the day, buy some more stuff. So, how about going out and volunteering and doing things with people and just giving of yourself? I think that's where the real, real heartfelt joy is.
Wow. Well, you have been practicing healthy ways of living, which is where I'm assuming the Mr. Eternal Youth comes from. You've been practicing healthy food habits, and like you said, you have done athletics, and so you is this right in line with all of that, in the sense that this is a way of keeping your consciousness and your mind clean and healthy?
Absolutely. In fact, in the North Carolina mountains, I'm out foraging a lot of times for medicinal mushrooms like chaga and reishi, which are great immune builders, just so I can be healthy as much as possible. See, you ever notice when you're sick, there's like no intention to help anyone else? It's just to get through it. But when you're really healthy, it's when you feel like giving and donating and volunteering. So when you thrive and you're fully alive, you really want to give a lot more. So if you can get to that place, it makes it so much easier. I think on my YouTube channel, I did a video like on Malibu Beach that's just a little quick musical one about being alive and thriving is the best way to be a giver. So that's been a big part of my life. I've been like plant-based diet for, you know, 36 years, and I'm 58 years old now, and I can just go right out the door and run like, you know, seven and a half minute miles and hike all day long without even eating food. So it's really made the biggest difference in my life. In fact, whenever I do feel any depression or down, stuff like that, I remind myself like how healthy I am, how great I feel, you know, and it gets me through, and it's really helped a lot. So,
well,
it allows me to stay up late and do an interview with you too.
Yes, that's right. I appreciate that. When we come back, we're going to be speaking more with William Nager. In the meantime, take down this Instagram is at Will Love Strong. That's where you can reach him and follow him and see the signs. On Facebook, he's William Nager, NAJGER, and on Twitter, William D. Is that Nature?
Yeah, that used to be my DJ stage name before, so I still have it. The Nature.
Okay. So we're going to get to talk a little bit about what we've been talking about, and we're going to add the greatest movie ever. We'll tell you more about that when we come back with William. And then we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment soon after that. And then after that, our musical guest segment with the Malibu Hillbillies and the Unjam Sing-Along Circle. All on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, we're back. I'm Filippo, host of The Life Changes Show, and this is our at-home edition and episode 661 titled The Revelation, Love is the Answer. So we've talked about love is the answer. We're going to talk about the revelation in just a moment with our guest, who is Mr. Eternal Youth, Messenger of Love and creator of Love Strong USA, William Nager. And earlier I said he was health conscious. Well, he was also an innovator in that field. He was the first plant-based organic craft service. For those of you who know movies in Hollywood, the ones that feed the actors on and extras and all everybody during the shoots, the first plant-based nightclub and the first healthy meals home delivery service. So you were serious about this, William. Or still are.
Yeah, it was absolutely. It kind of happened when I was 21, and you know, completely living the opposite life. But you know, the main thing is to, like, I was really into Tony Robbins a lot for years. Still am today. You know, I'll go on and listen to some of his YouTube presentations. And he was really big on being an innovator and reinventing yourself. And that's what my favorite part of it is, always trying to come up with something that maybe no one else has done. And, you know, and then coming all the way back to no one else has done, I have searched online for an organization or, you know, basically a nonprofit or a fellowship that is based on love around the world. And there isn't, like, where they have centers of love or love schools or something like that, or kindness schools. There's churches and organizations that say they're this, but it's part of their church, or they say it's part of their business. I was so surprised that we don't have worldwide something that teaches kindness, love, and goodness. So that's my biggest goal. The biggest goal is to have that happen, you know, where we have love centers everywhere, you know, because I just don't know. How do we miss that one? Since it's such the greatest part of our human experience when we feel love. It's just like nothing compares to it.
Yeah.
So
I love the fact that you had the foresight to go by www.thegreatestmovieever.com. And now you're making that movie and you're calling it The Revelation. Tell us about that real quickly before we have to go.
Well, the screenplay is all done, and I was actually out in California. That's why I was pitching out there, you know, at the same time, and, you know, meeting with the writing agents and all that part. So my thing was, like, if I'm going to write a movie, why not write the greatest movie ever? All the websites for Revelation and stuff like that, which were the name of the movie, were taken. So I said, well, what is this thing I'm writing? It's really the story of one person's journey to become a world messenger of love, you know, and teach the power of love through an incredible experience. So I said, well, let's see if the greatest movie ever is available. Sure enough, exactly what I felt the movie was is, you know, available. So anyone that is listening can go to the website and read the storyboard of it. And it's basically about anyone like us, anyone out there in the world, becoming a messenger of love and literally being, you know, the next Messiah, you know, which means messenger, and going out there. And it's all about risking and risking everything about yourself and who you think you are and breaking through your biggest fear. The biggest fear ever is the way you're going to be able to express love. So, and it has like one of the most profound endings ever. You know, I've made a big, huge twist in it that you don't see coming, you know, and this guy really spreads the message across the world. And I'll just give you a hint. He actually does the work and spreads this message worldwide, gets on the Oprah show, everything like that, you know, and then finds out it's only his own revelation. It's only about him.
So, that sounds like a big hint.
Yeah. Yeah. But the way I wrote it in was really well. I mean, when I was writing it, I actually went to locations where I felt this guy had met like God at the time and was having that conversation, a camping with God. And I went to these waterfalls where it took place and felt it and had to get into the mode as I was literally being a conduit for God or love. And it was hard. I couldn't do it at times, but when it happened, I couldn't even believe the words that were coming out of me. So when you really get grounded and connected to like source and, you know, be connected to the all and the love of all, incredible magical things happen in your life. Amazing things happen in your life. But you got to make that connection. It takes risking. So
people can learn about that.
But you teach that. You know, you teach people how to be, you know, connected with source. So that's pretty awesome.
And so people can learn about that movie at thegreatestmovieever.com. And so I have to say, much like you were saying about some of the other branding, I love the sign that you have that says, "Got love?" ?
Yeah. I try not to question people too much because really I'm going with, see, marketing used to be in the old days, it was suggestive. You know, give this a try. Try our product. It's better than the other guy, that type of stuff. Then we went to command marketing. Got, you know, just do it. Got milk. Enjoy Pepsi. Drink Coca-Cola or the reverse of that. Just tell you what to do. So that's why that was one of the ones just to mess with the got milk slogan, which I don't think I've had a glass of milk myself in 36 years. So anyway, well, glad to borrow their phrase.
Gosh, there's so much like I know this is just the beginning for you and for all of us that are into this and for the world. So we look forward to have you checking in with us, letting us know how Love Strong USA and how Love Strong World is going, because this is quite exciting. I could see workshops that you could teach with your artistic side and your branding side of how people can do this in their communities or helping them paint their signs and, you know, giving them ideas and all that stuff. So this is a thing. And yet you're right now paying for all of this on your own. So I know as you start the nonprofit, you're now going to be asking people to support, right?
Yeah, and you know, my whole thing is that people would be able to donate, but most of it's going to be get yourself a sign, all the way from like the, you know, the super inexpensive, you know, under $10 one that's from a campaign sign type, you know, those plastic ones or the real estate signs, up to a really nice custom-made wood one, or even really nice indoor one. So it's mainly I always want people to get something out of it, you know, not just donate, but we'll absolutely accept it. Mainly it's okay. Like, hey, buy this. And, you know, when I was making signs and selling them, it was always so I could make three more to put on their street. Mm-hmm. You know, like they would put one in their yard, and I'm like, hey, I'm saturating your street now. You know, we're going to hit them on both ways coming in and going out, you know? And so it was always like to break even if I ever did. I didn't really ever want to make money on this at all. I just want to keep spreading love.
It's a great message. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. Love. Again, you can reach out to William on Instagram at WillLoveStrong, all one word. Find him on Facebook at William Nager, N-A-J-G-E-R, and on Twitter at William D. Nature. And so with that, William, we wish you the best and can't wait to connect again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You're a very kind human being.
Right back at you. And all the best to you and keep up the love work.
All right. Hey, I'm coming back out there, so I'll make sure you get a sign too.
That's awesome. Would love that. Will love that, I should say. Thank you so much. And it'd be great to connect with you.
Awesome. All right. Take care now. Say goodbye,
Mark.
Right. Bye-bye.
So with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Allison from Ontario, Canada. I have been suffering from insomnia and diverticulitis for the last 20 years now, and I'm severely depressed. My daughter is totally dysfunctional and has been in a special home for the last 18 years so she can get the care she needs. All I think about is how I can help her get well, and yet I'm told that she will never be better. 2 years ago, I had a hip replacement, and I recently had my appendix removed. Now that I am 72, I'm wondering how much longer I can carry on. I feel like a failure because of my daughter and of all my illnesses. I spend almost every waking moment worrying about the future. Is there any hope for any kind of happiness for me?
Dear Allison, yes, you can have happiness if you are willing to do the necessary emotional release work. All dis-ease begins in the emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies before it manifests in the physical. It's interesting that all of your dis-eases have very similar emotional causes. Hip problems are about fear of going forward or nothing to go forward to. Diverticulitis is caused by stress, and appendicitis is all about fear of life and blocking the flow of good. Insomnia is also caused by fear and guilt in not trusting the process of life. You admit that you're consistently worrying, and worry is simply another form of stress and fear. Our bodies react to every thought we think, and if one is consistently worrying and fearful, then one will create dis-ease in an effort for your body to get your attention. Choosing fear creates dis-ease. Choosing love helps us heal. So let's always choose love. Barbara Hoberman Levine has written an excellent book that can assist you in your healing. It is titled, Your Body Believes Every Word You Say. And Miss Levine describes perfectly what you're going through and how to heal it all. In addition to reading the book, you can find amazing videos online where she explains in great detail how we can heal ourselves. I've learned from her and others that when I change my thoughts, I change my world. Since you really love your daughter, you may wish to change your thoughts concerning her and her future. Just as worry doesn't serve you, your worries for her do not serve her. I trust that you're willing to start doing the work Miss Levine describes, and I feel that with her help, you can have a lovely and happy future.
Thank you, Dorothy. I love my body, and it loves me. If you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
Awesome. And with that, we will be right back here on the Life Changes Show. When we come back, will be our musical segment with the Malibu Hillbillies and the Unjam Sing-Along Circle right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji.
We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo, and our musical guests are the Malibu Hillbillies and the Unjam Sing-Along Circle. Now, you remember the Malibu Hillbillies were on the Life Changes Show before with our friends Colin James Martin and Lucinda Monroe King, and they have created with a group of beautiful people an Unjam Sing-Along Circle. Now, we're going to get to learn what that is, and we're also going to get to hear them. Welcome, the Malibu Hillbillies and the Unjam Sing-Along Circle. Hello, Colin. Are we live in Malibu? Colin, can you hear me? Colin, you might be muted. There we go, Colin.
How about that? Can you hear us?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Hey, got a room full of people here. How's it going? How's it going, guys?
So what you got going? What is an Unjam, first of all? An Unjam sing-along circle?
Well, I mean, it's really like every couple weeks we just get together with a group of friends at a different person's house and kind of teach each other songs and sing them, and it's unscripted, it's new, organic, and fresh each week, very improvisational and kind of by the moment, but it's the point is that we get together and we make together, take turns going around the circle and songs.
Awesome. Okay, and we're going to get to experience that in just a moment, but before we do, do you mind turning off your video? I think that'll help the sound because it's breaking. It's coming in and out. Perfect. Okay. So then, yeah, you sound better already. So because we want to hear what you got, how good it can sound. So you're doing this. Why? Why would group of people get together and sing? Is it like it? This is for what it feels like, for what it does for us. What's going on?
Hey, does anybody want to try to answer that question? Yeah, go ahead.
It's healing when community comes together for a sing-along. Actually allow yourself to harmonize with people around you. So setting a frequency with sometimes strangers, sometimes known faces, familiar people, and you're creating a frequency of harmony and love and community together.
Releasing. Nice. Nice. Who was that?
I am Neera. My name's Neera Mehta, and I'm from India.
Oh, well, welcome, and thank you for sharing. That is beautifully said. Well, let's let's, I know you've all been in session. It's every Monday night, I think, right? Or once a month. What did you say?
Yeah, we just do it on a, you know, bi-monthly basis on Monday evenings. And
okay.
So we won't give any away too many important details.
Okay, so it's very special that we are together live. And so you've been meeting since 7 or something like that. So do you have something that we could hear right now?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Does it have a name?
When you called, we were just kind of breathing and oming and getting our voices activated. And we do have this little song that we're about to drop into. So, you know, enjoy and sing along in your respective places, wherever you're listening from.
Okay.
All right. Now let's all take another breath in, all right?
I am free.
Yeah.
I am free. I am free.
Yeah.
I am
So for those of you listening at home, my experience in the room right now is that there's like 15 people here, and they're all kind of bobbing their heads. Some of their eyes are closed, and you can still feel the pulse of the music going. Like, I don't know where it is. Can somebody give me the yeah, wherever that is?
Yeah.
All right, and now we're going to bring it back.
Free. I am free. I am free. Yeah. I am free, I am free, I am free, yeah. I am free, I am free, I am free, yeah. I am free, I am free, I am free, yeah.
Breathe in body, breathe in power, feel hearts. Beating in the earth underneath my feet. Oh, I am free, I am free, I am free,
yeah.
I am free, I am free, I am free, yeah.
Oh, wow. I think that's one of the coolest things we ever had in the musical segment. Thank you so much, all of you. I truly, every single one of you, wow, thank you. Colin, what a great idea you had. Thank you for bringing it to the show.
You're welcome. go ahead.
I'd love to hear from a couple more people real quickly what the feeling is now in the room.
Yeah, anybody want to chime in on how they're feeling or maybe like what their experience coming here over the last few months has been like?
And
offered to you in your life? Sure. Go ahead.
So the Unjammed Circle has been a super cool experience for me. After I moved to LA, I didn't really have a whole lot of people, and this has been a really beautiful space to help me find myself and try new things and step into a very uncomfortable zone. And through being able to express myself in these new ways where there's this very safe space and it's just totally okay to be you in whatever way feels right on any given day, it's allowed me to step into who I am as a person and feel more confident in myself and look at myself so much differently in the mirror and be like, wow, like,
I can do
so good things. Nice. So it's been a really beautiful experience.
Nice. And your name?
Via Drew.
Via Drew, thank you for sharing. That's awesome. Anybody else?
Yeah, go ahead. Honey, I find the circle to be one of the most freeing environments that I've been in since my moving to America in the late, specifically, just like Via. And freeing in the sense that it's one of those places where it's free to love, it's free to express, it's free to be. You're free to just experience. I think one of the things that we don't allow ourselves to do in normal everyday life is just be present in the moment. And I think this circle has been a very paramount building block as in my life, especially to allow me to be more present. And that's why I keep coming.
Okay. And you are?
Are we done with that?
He's from Africa, man.
Well, welcome. That is very beautiful. Welcome, Colin. This is great. I know we're not going to give any, it's a private group, but I'll say that on our webpage, we have some links for Colin and Lucinda. And if anybody in the room wants to give us links to post here for yourselves and your work musically, then we're happy to do that. In the meantime, Colin, can we do another, and the group and all of you, can we do one more?
Oh yeah. So, and just to reflect what you just said, I did have the thought today. I thought it would be a really great idea to get like a dossier together on everybody that's in our little group so that we can have like everybody's information and what their offering is like on a little file so that it can be seen and directed towards, you know, because everybody I've met here has something really amazing to offer to the world and the community, and I think that having a network, we could use it together and like let everybody know what's available here. So I know your interviewee tonight is a really old and dear friend of mine, William, and
who said some very nice things about you, by the way, and
very nice things to say about him as well, including his Love Strong initiative, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So one thing that we have do here sometimes is like we just kind of will improvise a riff and make up words or something or make up rhythms and just see what happens organically. And so yeah, we're gonna do that. All right, how about like let's get like a heartbeat going first. I live my love strong, yeah. I live my love strong. I live my love strong, yeah. I live my love strong. Give my love strong, yeah. I give my love strong, yeah. My love strong, yeah. I give my love strong, yeah.
Love strong, going down.
Love Star, we got it. We got it, and we got it good. Wow. And felt the love and everything. You know, I have to say, All of this, as a singer myself, all of this is having an impact on me. Just, I feel like I'm in the room with you all. Thank you all for letting us capture this. And one of the things, like you had me when you were oming, and then it's like nobody knew where you were going to start, Colin, and then everybody found it. And then you harmonized from there. And it's just like, kind of like, you know, like the community just came together around this sound. And then it blossomed. It was just, it just had me at that. So, and it got better from there. So thank you so much for doing what you're doing.
Yeah, man. If we trust each other, and we listen to each other, then we can always find harmony. And I think that's one of the things that we all take away from this circle.
Wow. Well, and that's one of the many, I'm sure. So this is very special. Hope we can do something again. And if you ever do it on a not Monday night, I hope I can join. But other than that, I look forward to meeting more of you on our show. And Colin, always a pleasure.
Absolutely, and we do have some similar events and experiences that are taking place that I will certainly let you know about, and they do not always happen on Monday nights.
Okay, great. Okay, great. I want to remind everybody that if you ever hear of it again, this is the Unjam Sing-Along Circle. And you're hearing Colin Martin of the Malibu Hillbillies. And so we have links for both Colin and Lucinda for sure on that webpage. And perhaps in a couple days we'll have more as we get them. But in the meantime, blessings to all of you. Thank you so much. This was very special.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Bye-bye now.
Nice. Done. All right. So that, along with a big thank you to our guest, William Nasier, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes and your vibrations raise, as they surely did tonight, we're here with you. Ciao, everyone.